Welcome here to the Trojan Preview. Ace Salukas with the Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me.
Once again, I don't know if you're watching some Christopher Nolan movies or what, but you had a dramatic win in the end, 21-17 against Greene County, a pretty close game that had a nail-biting finish. But fortunately, your team was disciplined enough to draw that offsides penalty on that fourth down situation to force Greene County to jump offsides. You get the win. Not the way I thought it was going to end, certainly, but you got to be pretty happy with that result.
Yeah, no, I didn't think we were going to get that one. So that kind of last whole sequence there, we talked about how we had to get a first down. Like, that's the only way the game was going to end. That we couldn't run out the clock with the regulation, that even if we kneeled it, like, couldn't have ran out enough time, that we stressed that we had to get a first down. How to get a first down. We didn't. And I called timeout on fourth down to run out as much clock as we could. And we were talking about like how we were going to punt it, like get the punt team ready, talk about like the tight punt, like going out of bounds. And actually, one of our assistants, Coach Block, said, like, well, why don't we try to go on two? He goes, or like try to draw them offsides. Worst thing's going to happen is you call another timeout and then we just punt it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're not wrong. Like, what's the worst? The worst that's going to happen is we jump and then we go 5 yards back, which Xander did a great job punting. So that wasn't too big of a concern. It was just going to be like, hey, I don't care how far it goes. Just get the sucker out of bounds. Like, but we called our patented Coach Duff freeze play where there's no play. It's just sit there. There's no play called. There's no count called. There's nothing to be like, well, what if? There's no what ifs. There's no anything. So I was standing right next to the official ready to call timeout just in case. And Tristan did a great job on the hard count. Everyone sat in there, and we got them to jump off sides and get the free first down. So it was great execution. That was a great job by our guys sitting in there and, you know, doing their jobs.
With that Greene County game, there needed to be a certain level of physicality. Again, we saw some great athleticism from Ethan McNeil. Tyson O'Brien had that big run in the fourth quarter to take back the lead to make it 21-17. Your run game has been dominant, and a lot of teams are able to prepare that. They're able to stack the box. You know, why have you seen through four games that this run game has not slowed down at all? What would you contribute your success there to?
You know, it's a mesh of things. You know, our O-line's doing well up front. We got four guys back from a year ago, two juniors, three seniors that, you know, they're physically, they should be doing their jobs, which they are. They're not, I wouldn't say like we're the most menacing, dominant guys up front. We have three guys under 6 foot on our offensive line. We have three guys around 200 pounds or less. Like, we're not the most physically imposing large group, but they do their job. You know, they get their assignments done. They make sure that we're getting to the edge and we use what we have. You know, we have some fast, undersized guys that we like to get to the edge. And then we use, you know, our tight ends, I guess, plural, with Brock Goodrich as a tight end type of player to help us seal the edge and get to where we need to go. Xavier Darrow, Brock Goodrich, Gavin McLaren are doing a really good job of, you know, making sure that those secondary guys in the offensive line gets the first group blocked, that that second group is, you know, springing those big runs. The O-line's kind of good for 3 to 4 yards. Those extra big long plays, like the 7 to 8 plus yard runs, are because of our blocking downfield. Our wide receivers do a great job blocking as well. You know, Jared Hansen, Corbin Ritter, Grady O'Hara, like those guys are in there. Very unselfish. We only throw the ball like 5 or 6 times a game. So they understand their roles. They do their jobs really well with blocking downfield. And then Tyson and Ethan are doing a great job of finding those holes. So, you know, it's kind of a collective team effort. Tyson gets a lot of the glory, a lot of the yards. But, you know, up front and, you know, on the edges, he couldn't do it without those guys. And he knows that. He's a really unselfish player, that he gives credit to those guys and talks to them and helps them out in meetings and film work and this and that. Like, hey, this is what I'm looking, this is what I'm seeing. And they tell him the same thing. So it's a really good group of guys that are very unselfish. You know, that's kind of the testament to how we can do what we do.
It's easy to get caught up, and I won't say this number too much because I'm sure you're hearing about it nonstop, but to be 4-0 and you're – in this year, to have your first four games all result in wins, some of those more dramatic than others, how are you keeping your team focused, and what is the best way that you've seen to just to keep everyone locked in and to not get too big for their britches?
Yeah, we kind of talk about, like, make sure the helmets fit on Monday, that we can't be getting ego filled, that we can't be getting selfish, that the season's not over. This is not the end goal. This is not where, obviously, where we want to be, but this is not where we want to end up. If we finish the season 4-6, we lose the last six, like, it's a huge loss. It's a disappointment that we've talked about, you know, just taking it one week at a time. We got to go 1-0 each week. That these seniors set really good goals at the start of the year. You know, they wanted to be, you know, above 500. We wanted to make sure we're making the playoffs. We wanted to make sure we kind of, like, had some games last year. Like, Greene County took it to us. We lost, like, 41-6. So it's one of those things where you got to keep a short memory, but we remember what happened to us last year. You know, we lost to Glenwood last year pretty bad. You know, Winterset took it to us pretty well. It was a close game, but it really wasn't, type of thing. That we're making sure that, you know, just as of a year ago, it was a completely different story. That we were questioning what we were doing. We didn't know how we were going to do this or that up front, how we were going to run the ball, how we were going to throw it. That it's amazing what a year's difference worth of work can, you know, accomplish.
Speaking of Winterset, you're taking on the Huskies on the road this Friday. They are 2-1 with wins against Creston. They had that loss to ADM and then a win against Carlisle 28-26. What have you noticed about Winterset studying film and preparing for them?
Yeah, offensively, they throw the kitchen sink at you. They're like 15 different formations. Like, I swear the game against ADM, they start out with like five different and five plays. That they're super detailed, super organized, very efficient when it comes to how they're going to line up. And I think they're just doing that to try to see their best matchups to get their guys the ball, and how we're going to line up to it. That if we don't line up correctly and sound, like, they're going to exploit it and do a really good job at it. They got athletes everywhere. You know, defensively, they play hard-nosed downhill. They're in their 3-3 stack, which they like to bring guys because it's a three-man front. It's what you do, and they cause chaos. Their linebacking core is really good. Their outside linebackers set good edges, and they're physical up front. So, overall, it's a great team. Coach Sweeney's doing a great job, like always. He's a phenomenal coach, getting those guys prepared and ready, and they look really good this year.
So, all that in mind, without giving us all of your game plan and your strategy here, what are you wanting your team to try to do successfully against Winterset?
Yeah, you know, we believe it goes to, back to taking away the run. That's kind of how everything gets set up, with play action pass, with controlling the ball. You know, the best defense is having an offense that can hang on to the ball, control the clock, that we're going to try to, you know, make it a fist fight in a phone booth type of thing, that between the tackles, between the edges, is where we think we can have some success, offensively, and then defensively, you know, try to stop the run, and then making sure that we limit the big plays in the pass, that they have a phenomenal quarterback that likes to air it out. They have great weapons all over the field, but hopefully, you know, with some weather conditions that might be coming in, with some rain in the forecast, this or that, that hopefully it kind of limits their air ability there. But, you know, we always try to stop the run. We always try to run the ball successfully. It's just what Atlantic does.
So will focus on running the ball be your message to your players this week, or do you have any other themes or focuses you want your team to have?
That's always our focus, is to run the ball. You know, the best defense is an offense that can control the ball, and we got to score points out of it. We got close last week a couple times, kind of in that green zone-ish, 30-40, where our drives kind of stalled. That we need to make sure that we're finishing drives, that we're making sure we make the most of our opportunities, and you know, trying to run the ball the best that we can, and then making sure our play-action pass game off of it is a little bit more successful this week.
So it sounds like the Trojans are getting ready for a fist fight in a phone booth.
Yeah.
Well, once again, Coach, we want to wish you the best of luck this Friday. Again, that's the Atlantic Trojans head football coach, Joe Brummer, joining us here on the Trojan Preview.